Mia Andler is a forager.
I define foraging as going to look for wild plants that you are going to eat.
It's something she's done for most of her life.
I grew up in Finland where foraging's pretty common. Most people go out with their families to get mushrooms and wild berries, so it was always a part of my life there. And then when I moved here, I thought, well, why not continue that, except that nobody was really doing it. I saw people picking blackberries, but that's about it. And then I thought, well, is everything else poisonous? But I soon discovered it wasn't, and so I got into figuring out what was edible here and stuck with it.
But now, the Mill Valley nature educator is sharing what she's learned about recognizing and gathering wild edible plants here through a new book, The Bay Area Forager, which Andler co-authored with Kevin Feinstein, with whom she also teaches foraging classes around the bay.
Kevin and I would teach her classes and come to the point where people would want to know next steps. And then we would try to recommend a good book, and unfortunately there wasn't really a good bioregional book out there. And so we realized the need for a really good guide to this area.
Extensively illustrated with color photographs, along with recipes Mia has developed, The Bay Area Forager concentrates on directing readers to find and recognize plants that are common to our region, including some to avoid.
First, you learn the poisonous plants, because there are some really poisonous plants in the Bay Area. Then you just get to know the most common edibles. There are a lot of mushrooms here. We've got great chanterelles and oyster mushrooms and acorns. They're very filling, nutritious, and really versatile. We have a lot of different greens, especially right now, like miner's lettuce, chickweed, cleavers, mallow, things like that. Wildflower seeds actually used to be a really big part of the native diet. That would be something to look for as well.
Some cooks are accustomed to gathering bay leaves to dry them and use as seasoning. But Andler says she prefers another fruit from those same trees.
The bay trees have bay nuts, which are more of a food source. They're actually a lot like chocolate. You can make a chocolate out of our bay nuts.
It doesn't really work to take a shopping mentality out on the trails. Better, she says, to simply be open to finding whatever may be there.
Usually setting out with a certain intention can be harder than just going to see what's available. If you just go out on the trail and see what's actually there at that time, that's best. But you could go out, let's say, looking for chanterelles, which a lot of people do, and then you just put on your chanterelle goggles and that's all you're trying to see.
Even though she remains attuned to spotting the currently available edibles wherever she goes, Andler says she actively goes foraging only once or twice a week, typically, and doesn't try to live off those foraged foods.
Really not a very big percentage. For me, it's more of a supplement. I might eat wild foods twice a week for sure, but it's not a very big percentage of my diet, not usually.
Doing more would not only become monotonous, it could begin to threaten the availability of those now common edible plants in our natural landscape. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.